am the assistant director of the Health Career Center at the University of Minnesota, and I'll explain a little bit about that. But my background actually spent 12 years at the State Health Department in Minnesota, responsible for workforce development. It was a big whole host of things, but the two primary activities I was involved with were creating the Emerging Leaders Network, which was focused on identifying and developing emerging leaders in the state of Minnesota in public health, and the other was something called Pathways to Public Health. So I've been involved in workforce stuff for a number of years. In 2003, I moved over to the University of Minnesota, and this was the title I submitted for my presentation back in January. This may not work from up here. This is my title of my presentation today. It went backwards. Let's go forward. I think we're going to have... It does not like to work. Why not public health? The challenges in making public health a career choice for pre-college and college students. I am situated at the University of Minnesota in the Health Career Center. We work with high school students, undergraduates, other colleges around the state of Minnesota. And the biggest change that happened when I went from the Department of Health to the Health Career Center at the University of Minnesota is I no longer worked with just public health. I now have to work with all of our academic health center colleges, which are listed on the right-hand side here. I had a steep learning curve. I've learned a lot in the last 3-4 years. But I've also learned a lot about working with the high school, the pre-college students, because at the state, we didn't work with pre-college students. We worked with the existing workforce. Maybe we went back into the schools of public health just a little bit, but now I'm working all the way back in the pipeline. This is our mission, and the reason I share this with you is because we focus not only on creating programs, and we do a lot of program creation. I work with a tremendous staff of very innovative folks, but we also recognize the need to address some policies. I was talking to a couple folks before we started here. One of the biggest things we've learned is if we do not, as public health professionals, seriously support education in the K-12 system, we're not going to have a future workforce anywhere, because we are seeing some dramatic challenging situations with getting kids to even graduate from high school. And this is becoming, and the disparities in education are worse than in public health. So, a couple of the pre-college programs that we do, one is called Scrub Gloves and Microscopes, and one is called Health Career Investigators. And we have created a couple of offshoots of the Health Career Investigators program that I'll also talk about. But the Scrub Gloves and Microscope is actually a program for high school kids that think they want to go into health profession, and we create a half-day program. They come in. We have this great opportunity that we work at the Academic Health Center, so we have access to all kinds of labs. We have access to probably a state-of-the-art dental lab where students, kids can go in and actually drill a tooth. They can put a sealant on it. They can go into the physical therapy lab. They can actually do things, touch things. Now, as I'm saying this, hopefully you guys are recognizing this is a challenge of public health. We don't have things to do. We don't have drills to run. We don't even have a Halloween costume. We have challenges in front of us. These are visuals of what these students get to do. They have fun. They come out of it saying, wow, I could do that. I could actually hold a dental drill. The Health Career Investigators program is very similar to the Scrub Gloves and Microscope. The biggest difference is it's a summertime program, and it's usually 2 to 3 days. And we do the same thing with them. We bring them in, we introduce them to the whole host of health profession programs, and we say, let's get in there and try these on. One of our strategic directions for our Health Career Center is to increase the diversity of the health workforce. We work very closely in our urban-centered schools in Minneapolis to make sure that when we have these students come in, we're getting students that are from a wide array of communities. But one of the things we do is we say, you have to graduate from high school. So we start working with students as young as ninth grade saying, these are the messages, these are the things you have to be doing in high school so that you can be a health professional. You have to be able to get through high school first. Well, while it's making up its mind to actually go to the next slide, one of the things we do is use this patient case studies. And we introduce students to a series of different cases that allow them to think about the interdisciplinary nature of addressing all of these different health issues. Again, these are some visuals of what we do with the health career investigators. We decided with the School of Public Health approached us and said, we want one of these health career investigators programs created just for public health. And being a public health professional myself, having two other people in our center that have public health training, we jumped all over that and said, yep, we can do that. So we started thinking about how could we do a three-day program for public health and make it exciting so that students wanted to go. We wanted them to have an experience to really experience public health, to do it. So we started creating. We had all kinds of people that we brought into the process of creating this. Our center worked closely with the School of Public Health, their Center for Public Health Education and Outreach. And then how many of you are familiar with area health education centers? Okay, we worked with our area health education centers. There's a number of them all over the country. They focus on getting kids engaged in health professions, oftentimes in middle school and high school. Some are even doing something creative in younger ages. And so we thought, well, we're going to work with them as well. So we've got people all around the state. We're going to be able to create this program that goes all around the state. We also realized that we needed to have a lot of other folks engaged. So we brought in faculty from the School of Public Health, the College of Veterinary Medicine, the School of Journalism. We brought in health professionals from both the state and the local public health agencies. We got some state legislators that participated, and we pulled in the media. Now, this is all in January when I'm writing this proposal up for all of you. We decided we were going to bring in 30 high school students. We were going to have teams around the state. There were going to be six teams of five students each. So we were going to create a team in the Northeast, a team in the West Central, a team in the Southwest, and then a couple of metro teams. So thinking they'll work in teams, they'll really have a great experience. We're going to bring them in so that they can learn about not only public health. Four of them were going to be kind of public health generalists. We were going to assign them a role as a public health generalist. And then we were going to add a nuance to it and put one person in that's going to be a journalist. So we're going to be promoting the journalism part of public health. How do you actually report on the issues of public health? And we assigned a coach. So each team had a coach. One of us from either the Health Career Center or somebody else that was going to coach the team and work with them. They were going to be given a piece of legislation, and that piece of legislation, then they were going to have an opportunity over the next 3 days to explore, is this a good piece of legislation or not? And they were going to do this by conducting interviews with various faculty and being able to go out into the community and talk to various people. They were going to just basically dissect this piece of legislation. And then on the last day, everybody was coming to the state capitol to present to the legislators. We had seven legislators that agreed to do this, and it was just going to be a phenomenal opportunity for these students. The legislative topics, we thought, well, let's go for things high school kids get excited about. So we went through the list of things, and we pulled up these were our topics. You know, we had the mandating flu shots in schools, licensing exotic pets. We realized as we started doing this, we had to get pretty narrow, because legislation, of course, is often very narrow. So we went to our AHEC regions and said, what topics are important in your area? And because if we're going to talk about a topic in your area, we need to be able to connect them with people that are working on it. Licensing exotic pets was a big one up in the west central part of the state due to somebody owning lions. So we really put a lot of thought into how we were going to get these kids engaged in all of this. So, little breakdown on what we were going to do. Day one, again, was interviews with School of Public Health faculty. If you were out in the area health education centers, we set up an interview conference call. They could call in. We also had faculty in other universities out there. They could talk to those faculty. Day two is really getting into their local agencies or the state agency and into local communities that were working on these issues. And day three was going to the state legislature to provide the testimony in front of the legislators. That there really was supposed to be a rhythm to this that I'm losing. Okay, the application process, we basically sent out the application during Public Health Week. We thought, okay, we're going to promote it all the way through the state health department, through the local. We really thought this was going to be the way to make sure we reached everybody. They did have to write a very short essay. They did have to write a letter of recommendation, and they had to submit this to their regional, the area that they wanted to go to. So this is what the marketing looked like. We had our health career investigator program, our standard program on the top there, and we had our health career investigator special edition public health program on the bottom. We really heavily marketed through the public health community for this program. And the results of the application process were we had 125, this is going to be real slow, applications under the Health Career Investigators, our standard program. So we had 125 applications for 50 spots. And under the HCI Public Health Edition, we had 2 applications. It was really devastating, especially because those 2 actually applied to the other program as well. We literally sat around that table and looked at each other and said, what do we do now? We didn't have anybody interested in coming to this great program that we had media, we had legislators, we had, you know, we were all over the board with who we had engaged in this program. And we thought, well, maybe we put it out there for undergrads to attend. I don't know. We jumped back and forth. We finally said, we got to cancel the program. And we turned that third program into a health career investigators program where students could come in, and we took the additional students that had applied that weren't admitted to the original HCI, and we brought them in for another health career investigator program. But we thought, we got to find out what's going on here. Why? Why are they not signing up for this? We were excited. Why weren't they? So we thought we'd do a survey. Was it poor marketing? Were the students not aware of public health? Were they not aware of it as a career? Were they not interested in the program format? What was the problem? So we actually interviewed or did a survey with all of the students that came to our Health Career Investigators program. And one of the biggest challenges we realized is that they didn't know there were 2 programs. For whatever reason, they did not know. Now, one of the things we found out about it is a lot of the students received the application information from somebody else, so a counselor or somebody printed it out and gave it to them and said, you should apply to this program. Or a parent, a lot of parents were out there handing off this application to students saying, you should apply to this program. But they didn't hand them the special edition one. So it was basically being vetted for them. This is the program we want you to go into. For me, it was a lesson in where were the public health parents? Where were the people working in public health? Are we not promoting this to our own kids? Are we not suggesting it to people that we know that have the skills to go into public health? So I was a little disappointed in that piece of it. Goodness. Were the students aware of public health? Yes. In fact, it was quite impressive. Many of the students that came into this program not only knew what public health was, but they had a relatively accurate definition of what public health was. It was quite impressive how many of them put down a definition that we could buy into. But what we did learn is these students did not want to come to a program that was exclusive about one career. They felt like they were too far away from making their decision, and it was like, I want to go to a program where I can learn about all these careers. And this is reinforced here. I don't know if you noticed on the first time I showed you the scrub gloves and microscope, April was canceled. It was public health. So it's a combination of public health is not sound like a career that they're interested in, but it also needs to be put in a larger setting with other health careers. So were students aware of the career opportunities in public health? Again, this was the issue that we came away with. They knew what public health was. They had no idea what you do in public health. And we didn't do a very good job of explaining that in our marketing materials. They didn't come away with any sense that they understood the do part of what you do in public health. And think about that. You know, as people, we go into doctors. We see what they do. We go into dentists. We see what they do. We have to come up with some creative ways to describe the do of public health in an interesting and exciting way. There's a lot of us that do a lot of meetings. That's not going to bring high school kids into this. What did appeal to them was a lot of what we had already designed the program to do. They did like the idea of working in teams. They did like the idea of meeting public health professionals and researching a public health problem and learning about public health issues. That was all part of the original design, and they did like that. But there was a missing piece there that even though they liked doing that, they still didn't know what they were going to do. So that's the sales part that we have to get into. So some of the recommendations that we came away with, and I'm very fortunate to be part of the Association of Schools of Public Health, is working with the Centers for Disease Control on something that they're now calling the Pathways to Public Health, and it's looking at going into high schools and figuring out ways we can promote public health in high schools. And I was able to share some of this with them, and hopefully it'll help us think a little differently. But we need to identify effective marketing strategies that reach students, that go right to students. So it's getting the creative and right messaging that goes right to them instead of is being vetted for them by others. I know, how many of you have teenagers? How many of your teenagers are on Facebook or various other kinds of things, and they're learning about stuff? They're learning about stuff in ways we still don't always understand. I can't tell you how many times I stand over my daughter's shoulder and say, show me your page. I want to see what's on there. So I think we need to learn how the students are talking to each other, and we need to get in there some way. We need to put public health in the larger health career context because, again, public health is not understandable as a do. It's not understandable as a career. But when the year before, we actually had a very successful program that we used public health issues. We used three issues that were important to students: methamphetamine, obesity, and avian flu. And what we did is create a program that allowed students to understand the continuum of health care and public health and what people did on those three issues. Now, that made a lot of sense to students, and we had a number of students that came away from that program saying, I am interested in public health. So we used the issue and explained all the different roles around that particular issue, and they understood that. We need to show public health careers in the continuum of care. They need to understand, well, where would I be in this prevention, treatment, rehabilitation, various kind of continuum. They seem to understand that. We need to address the meaningful and relevant public health issues. This is a no-brainer. What's important to us is sometimes a real bore to the high school kids. We need to get at what they find interesting. Probably the best way to do that is watch what they're watching on TV. You'll find out what they're seeing and how can we build around some of those ideas. We need to be able to demonstrate the work of public health. And that's a tough one. But one of the things that we've done is we've gone into what high school students, what are the subjects they're learning? And we're starting to create now a series of curricula supports for high school students that show how a public health professional would use biology. How would a public health professional use social studies? We have to use the language that they're familiar with. We have to use the classes that they're familiar with. How does a public health professional use the math that they're using in high school? We have to choose the topics, as I said, that are relevant to them. Every high school student out there faces a series of health issues. And if you've ever watched a group of high school students get excited about something, it's usually when somebody in their own class has faced some issue. When you've had a group of students get in a car accident and somebody wasn't wearing a seatbelt, that's when you know you've got a window of opportunity for those next 6 to 9 months, and we're working with our local public health agencies to say, how do you take advantage of that and use that not only as an opportunity to talk about the public health issue and how it affects the students, but the careers and what the prevention component is and why it's an exciting place to be. Using celebrity goodwill ambassadors as examples, there's so many celebrities out there that are doing various kinds of things that are really public health. And using them, because that's really where high school students are still at. They're into the celebrity stuff. Make sure you're telling them not just what you do, but why you do it. It's the passion of public health that gets people excited. If I can tell you why this is so important to me and what I walk away with at the end of a day, because I don't walk away with 7 patients that I've seen, but I walk away with some great rewards. So you got to be able to articulate that. And let them become engaged. Find ways to engage students so they can be activists and be excited about public health early, and then draw the connection between those activism activities and what public health is. And finally, the biggest lesson that I learned, and I knew this lesson, my previous career was in communications and marketing. Listen to the people that you want to engage in the program. So when I looked around at our planning committee, and I realized, geez, we didn't have a single student in that. Some of you may have been familiar with Target Market in Minnesota. It was an effort that was created by high school students. 350 high school students came together and put together the program of Target Market to actually educate fellow students about tobacco prevention. It was the single most successful program we have ever seen in public health in Minnesota. And there wasn't a single public health professional designing it. It was designed by the students. It was designed for the students. So our big lesson is we reached out into our high schools. We asked the health career investigators, students, how many of you will come back during this next school year and help us design a program around public health? And for those of us that work in public health, sometimes that can be a little bit scary because you got to let go of the reins. And you got to trust that you're going to be able to weave the messages you want inside of what they're doing. But if we're going to be successful next year, I think that's the way we have to do it. Any questions? Sure. Yeah, it's actually on. I uploaded it to APHA and said it was open. And oh, these are in the back. I put them back there. These are just two of the gazillion of programs that we do. If people are interested in other workforce-related programs, just contact me. I'd be happy to share what we've got. So, yes. Oh. Yeah, we in the last health career investigator program that we had to drop the one we wanted and create the new one, we actually threw in a field trip to the Department of Health, and there's a couple lessons in that one as well. Not everybody should be invited in to talk about their career. Right. Yeah. And the doing part again, in public health is really, really hard because, especially, you know, think about where you work. Now, for those of you that work in local agencies, I think the doing part of public health nurses that get to go out and do home visits, that's a perfect way to get students to understand that particular component. Or if you get to interact with individuals, this concept of public health as you know, population health is a really tough concept for high school kids. And when you take them through some of our work settings, I'm sorry, they see computers, they see meeting rooms, and they see, you know, they don't see the excitement. And I'm not sure I've got, you know, even a third of the answers on this. We're still trying to figure out what's the best way, and we're hoping our high school students help us figure that out. Yes. Yes. All of the health career investigators pieces go into primary care facilities and labs and that kind of thing. You're absolutely right. That is clearly the best way to understand, particularly the health professions that are not epidemiology or public health administration. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually something we did not do, and we are learning. It was kind of a no-brainer that we should have done that because we have a term for a lot of the parents at the university setting now. Many of you have probably heard this. We kind of refer to them as helicopter parents. They tend to hover, and they're always there around these health professions, particularly around medicine and dentistry and whatnot. And you're right. The parents are extremely engaged in these students' choices around health careers. And that's something I believe we do need to do a much better job on.